Blog Talk Radio. Bibles. You're so amazing. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for early rising today. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for just being with us this morning. I tell you, I hear that. Man, there's something said to me, Reverend, when I hear this.
Yes, sir.
I hear the woman. You know how she you heard the whole song. And she went through each bar, you know, and then she did each standing, you know, and she like the anointing started taking over, you know, and she started getting personal with it. It is hard to be able to be in God's presence and praising Him, and you don't feel the spirit of His anointing, you know. Only time you don't feel it or you're not with it because things of the world, man, it ties us down. It ties us down. We look at things and things we can't even do nothing about. And it bears us down. Sometimes it has us all day long, Reverend. So I'm going to say today, if you came in this morning with some things in your heart, in your mind, turn it over to Jesus. We can't do nothing with it. Give it to Jesus. Today is Friday. You know, the day is what God gives us on God's plan. It's the last time you hear it in this week, you know. But I find out one thing about it. If it be as we are real, you got to make this, if he's coming right today, you know, we're in doing that he can come in an hour. You know, sometimes people say they got a long time. They did pretty good yesterday, right? They made it to another day. But who's to say, well, just because you made it, just because you were so good, it was because of his grace and mess around. He made it out of reality. Let you see another day. But some of us know we're just trying to get closer to him. Some of us trying to really get closer to him and get closer to him. It's a good time to get on board fellowship, Reverend. So thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for waking us up, my brother, and starting us on our way. But surely, if he had said, "Come on up." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe he's going to open heaven for us and open heaven for us, that he has a plan and a purpose for everyone to try to live like he wanted to live. There ought to be some discipline in your walk. You know, there ought to be some discipline in your walk. There ought to be some things you just ain't going to do no more. You know, you just said, man, I'm just fed up with this. I'm just going to change my mind. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of folks don't like to do is take away their comfort zone. Help me, Holy Spirit. Take away their comfort zone. I'm out of my comfort zone. Let me tell you something. When you're there, you feel like you're out of your comfort zone, ask God for strength. Ask God to help you. Ask God to walk you through it. Ask God to lift you up out of that your mind of thinking that you can't do it. I've learned we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. That's not a cliche to me. I believe he touched us this morning and brought us right here. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Yes, Lord, we come to magnify your name this morning, Lord. We come to lift you up and praise you, whether through the reading of your scripture, Lord, whether it be in the testimony, Lord, whether it be just a waving at your hand, Lord. We just ask for you to increase in our matter, Lord, that we can do nothing without you, Lord. We find out when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So open your windows of understanding right now. Open your windows of knowledge right now. Open up your windows for peace right now. As we go in the Word, Lord, if there's anything misunderstood, Lord, allow your Holy Spirit to open up a heart to receive the spiritual thing of your Word, not the corner, but the spiritual word of your Word, Lord. Press in our heart, Lord, that we believe in you, Lord, and not our own understanding, Lord. Help us, Lord, if we walk this Christian walk. Help us, Lord, that we try to just get closer to you, Lord. Lord, it might be something bothering us right now. If it's anything, if it's a tiredness, if it's noise, whatever it is, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord, so we can be in your Word today with peace, with love, Lord.
Yes, sir.
And we thank you for the walls that came out, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless their heart, Lord. Bless them, Lord, that you are increasing all their matters, Lord. spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, Lord. We ask you to cover in the name of Jesus. Right? Amen. Amen. Reverend, I went home yesterday after work, and I had a mail. Had something in the mail.
Okay.
And I hadn't talked to you, but it was a gift from from Brother Dexter's fiance, right? And I'm not gonna go too much in depth with how they laid them in rest and this and that. But she sent me some. They cremated them, right? And she sent it to me, and I'm gonna be like we should do. I'm gonna send it out to anybody, you know, that is in the net. You know, we can pass it around, like, you know, it's like a bracelet, you know. And I start thinking about it. His brother always coming up, showing up. Brother Dick,
praise the Lord.
And
praise
I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. That she said he thought so much of us, man. She really, really believed in the ministry, man, that we have here. And I guess I need to do it. I guess I need to reach out more to some, you know, used to be on this platform, man. You know what I'm talking about, real. But somewhere down the line, God is really moving in a way that he's focusing me more on the peace of love of his. And I really believe it's his peace. It's surpassing all our understanding. So I'm going to be in prayer with that. I wanted to do it openly. You know, I don't want to call nobody and say, man, you come on. And, you know, I don't want to call nobody. And they know that that we do it this time of the hour. If we do it,
right.
Some people,
right.
You know, they just know we'd be here, and they gonna come. They don't. You know, they want to come. Right? We just do what we do and sit it down. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
and
right.
I thank God for the faithfulness of the ones that've been coming out. God will bless you in your faithfulness, in your perseverance.
Amen.
Just hang in there. One of these days, we learn that. I'm gonna tell you this here now. This is the lessons that we teach and preach. It's just not a. It's just not that you keep it to yourself, if I put it that way. That you spread it and you tell somebody about what you have learned in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Show with the grace that God gave to you to give back to the people. Because I really believe it might not read like this verbatim, but can I make it like this and more practical? It says that a saved soul should save a soul, Reverend.
Yes,
know
sir.
What I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. That's what it says.
If I could just go back a little bit and into the context of that scripture in Luke 22 and 31 and 32, it says, Simon Peter, that was his name.
Mm-hmm.
He said, devil is out to sift you like wheat. He said, I pray for you, but your faith is not. And as this faith is not, I pray that when you've been converted, go straight in the brethren. I paraphrase and say, a saved soul is a saved soul, but that's all he's saying. Once you've been saved, once you've been turned around, you should go out and spread God's word. But he gave a calling to Peter to convey his word. He gave Peter something to be able to go out there and convey God's people. We got a lesson today. God picks ordinary people to do ordinary things. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He could have went to the seminars. He could have went to the colleges. He could have went anywhere to pick somebody to do his work. But he went to ordinary people, people like fishermen, tax collectors, and did his work. You know, he started ministry just like that. And that sent to me because we learned last week. Then a couple of days ago, we learned they always was trying to find some way to trap our Savior. They were trying to find some way to discredit him, find out who is this name. What's so much about? I hear he took a young man and spit on, he got some dirt, and he spit into that dirt we call clay and put it on his eyes. And he told the young man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the young man did just what he said. And then the young man came and he said, I see men look like trees. And Jesus told me, go dip again. Can I get the weather straight? Go do it again. And then he came and he seen that man is what we are today. So I'm telling you, they were seeing and inherited this, and fame was going out there. Man was at a pole of Siloam, and he sit there for 30 years waiting to get in the pool. And so him, he said, if you get in first, whoever get in first will be healed. You know what I'm saying? Be healed. And he could never put himself in. Jesus came to him and asked him what he was doing. And he told Jesus the story. And Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. They seen this in him. Then we read yesterday. Did we read something yesterday? Did we read about a man got healed in the Sabbath, on the Sabbath day? They wrestled with him to be healed on the Sabbath day. And Jesus told him, you got up. You got. Can we say it again? You got ass. That means donkey, y'all. Will you give him something to drink? Will you put him out of hole? Will you do these things? And you know, how much more did he have compassion for us? The lilies and the vines, the fowls of the earth. I support it. I give them these things, man, to eat in substance and necessities of the life. How much more did he believe in us? And they come back. It was the Sabbath. What you gonna tell the woman? What you gonna tell the man? Well, it's Sunday. I can't touch you. It's Sunday. I can't. It's so much a religious thing out there. It's ridiculous. God is about compassion. We learn another day, and I'm gonna do it again just because we learn another day. I want to use Bible. I know I've been running my mouth, but I want to use Bible again. Can I repeat myself again? Please let me repeat myself. Oh, here's five. Hebrews 5 again, if you don't mind. Hebrews 5 again. I want to repeat myself. And I want to read, I want to start at verse 1. Look what it says. For the high priest taken among men is ordained for men and the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both. What did he say? Both gifts and sacrifice for sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, who, watch this here, can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmities. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Because I got to stop for a minute to tell you something. When God appoints someone, I don't care what nobody's been telling you, that you ain't got this, you ain't. When God put anointing and adoring somebody to do something for his ministry, you better believe that. Be careful how you put your mouth on them. Be careful how you cuss that person. You can put a curse on your house. One scripture said, do not trust my prophet and do my, well, do not trust my anointing and do my prophet no harm. People don't believe that. They don't believe it because we didn't got too smart. The Bible doesn't change. People change. God remains the same. Respect, even if you think that person, respect, because God would whoop that person if he, watch this right here, or she is out of line. Don't worry about it. I'm going to show you in the scripture today what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying right here, he appointed this person. He ordained this person. And he gave him compassion over the ignorant. When you hear ignorant, that is lack of knowledge. That is someone is informed, as I can put it that way, in some certain things. But right now he was saying he had compassion for them. Even that he was compassed. Around infirmities, we learned yesterday. What it was about the woman? She was bent over, Reverend. She was bent over all her life, over what, like 11, 12 years, just bent over. And he spoke to her and straightened her up. And everybody got mad because he did it on a Sabbath. We so hooked up to the religious part of it and not the spiritual part of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look what he said now. And by reason, hereof, we all as for the people. So also for himself to offer for sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, even though you hear us speak, try to do a little teaching and preaching. You know, we try to do what God gives us. You know, we only do the ability what God gives us, and we try.
Yeah.
But we had to offer. We had to go to God too. We had to ask God for strength. We had to ask God for forgiveness too. We had to. We go in the holiness. I believe right now this is the holiness of holy. I believe when you start presenting His word, you are into the left self and got into a spiritual realm. Now you're trying to get in tune with the spiritual realm because you're knitting things together. And knitting together means you're trying to put it together and make this mystery more as a reality. Can I be plain? That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is some substance. That is the plan to salvation. If you believe in that, you have salvation. Oh, man. That didn't work. Romans 10 and 9.
Yes, sir.
10. He said, if we will confess Jesus and believe, confess our mouth of Jesus and believe, believe in my heart that God had raised Him from the dead, salvation is ours. He said, but with the heart, man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses unto salvation. So we had to confess and we had to believe. Don't let nobody take you from that. Confess and believe. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Confess and believe. The more you be obedient to your salvation, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the less the sins you used to do and crave for, it'll be removed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It will be removed.
Amen.
I'm going with y'all. It will be removed because of his presence is amongst you. What I mean by that, the reason why I say that, my brothers and sisters, is the Holy Ghost is within you.
Mm-hmm.
It convicts you. It calls you to be more obedient. It's not always you look at the do's and the don'ts. You look at where my place going to be in heaven. Will I make my bed in hell? Or will I make my bed in heaven? So you try, help me, Holy Spirit, to make yourself acceptable before the Lord. How you do that? You go to God in prayer and say, Lord, I can't do it. Have you ever been in the I can't do it moment? Lord, I need you.
Yes, sir.
I need you to help me right here, Lord. I try. I can't see. I wasn't going to cuss today. I see I wasn't going to talk about this today. Lord, I find myself doing it, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I find myself I'm going to love my mother more. I find myself I'm going to love my daddy more. I'm going to love my siblings more. I find myself I'm going to love my coworker more. I keep saying love, because love hides a multitude of faults. Oh, hear me, Holy.
Yes,
can
right.
I say this?
That's right.
It hides it when you put true love there. When you can take that love and someone that ridded you down. I heard a man got misused one day. Man, they run it. You know, I've been on the back line a few times in my life, and I heard a man talk about another man's mother. You know, we call that back this way, the dozen, you know. And he was running inside. The other dude said, I know, your mama didn't. You're a grown man. You know what I'm talking about. He's a grown man. He was it. Adults. You know what I'm talking about. And it went to the with this here. And I tell you this here, because we're trying to find somewhere to hurt you. And if anywhere, somewhere down the line, you talk about mama, you can hurt a man's heart if he really loves his mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk about a man's father, some of these fathers, then you can hurt their heart. You can hurt real deep. And let me tell you something. There's no greater love than a man that lay down his life for a friend. If they talk about Jesus in front of you and you don't say nothing, I beg the difference right here. I know he said vengeance is his, Reverend. But boy, if I hear somebody running Jesus down, I can't sit there and be still. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I might not know the scripture in the Bible, but let me hang around for a minute. Is he going to give me strength? He said, why did you go there? Because when I read the scripture, it said, and reason by here as for the people, so also for himself to offer sin. No man take his honor unto himself, but he that is called, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of God, as was Aaron. So as Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he descended unto him, thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the reason why I want to kind of slow down with that right there, God had prepared Jesus for this journey.
Yeah.
He prepared. You read one of the passages, he was taught by God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was taught by God for somebody like you and I, so he can persuade us, let us know that salvation is the key through Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Can I knit this thing, Reverend? Can I put it together? Because salvation is, you can't get salvation no other way but through the Son. You have to believe in this. Now, I'm almost home when I say this here. Don't you know in life, it can be so barren sometimes. It can be so confused sometimes. But when you can pick up the Word of God and start reading the Word of God and start applying what you read, don't you know things start getting more smoother? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, man, you just told me trials are going to happen. But when you get the Word in you, when you get the Word in your brothers and sisters, it has you sustained through trials and tribulations. You can look at that situation and won't challenge with the flesh. You'll challenge with the Spirit for the Lord God. Give it, and the Lord God, take it away. Come here, Job. But if I find out one day, never walk away from the Lord. Never walk away from the Lord. Even when you don't understand, stay with him. Stay with him.
Stay
with him. Because if you stay with him, you understand the mystery. The mystery is your reward is not here. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, your reward is not here. Yeah,
that's
I tell you, I'm guilty. I feel like he gave me a few little things on this side, you know. I know he did it. You know something? I ain't crazy about it. But I tell you this, it's not going to be better than sitting in his presence. It's not going to be better than sitting in his feet. It's not going to be better than seeing him every time I see him holy, holy as the Lamb of God. And then I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be able to judge angels. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to be able to judge angels. These are places that he's getting us ready for. Some of us know what I'm talking about. Now, that's what caused me to drive over here and look for a minute. We're going to be out of here, y'all. We're going to be out of here. I'm going to drive home with Luke for a minute. Yeah, we're going to be out of here. Luke chapter 13 again. And we left off at 8. But I want to bag up and get the mule a little bit and read a little less early part of that. I believe it's around by the, let me see this here. I want to go back and look at number 15 where I'm going to start at, but my lesson really, our lesson started in Luke 18, but I want to back and get a little, just a little just a little history right here. You don't mind, Reverend?
No.
I want to bag up. Look what it said. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, do not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose an ox in his ass from the stall to lead away to the water? And ought not this woman, oh, help me, I just mentioned it, being a daughter of Abraham, help me, Holy Spirit, whom Satan hath bound, oh, help. And lo, these 18 years be loose from the bound on the seventh day. And when he had said these things, all of the adversaries were ashamed. Well, I'm telling you, boy, put it to the Lord. And all the people rejoiced, for all the glorious things were done by him. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he did this, they was looking at Jesus mad because he had healed the woman on the Sabbath. And he told them he was a hypocrite. And he spit it around to them and let them see themselves. Have you ever looked in the mirror lately? Have you looked at yourself lately? When was the last time you looked at yourself? I ain't talking about your physical body, spiritual body. And you start thinking about playing the back, how you can do better, how you can live better, how you can be a better fellowship with the Lord. And you're at the right place and you're like, be humble. Lord, help me. Show me. So I can be better for you, Lord. Lord, help me so I can be better for you. And, Reverend, let me tell you something, Reverend. When I say this, Reverend, that he had to show them that. Have God ever broke you down to the shame? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To cause you to fall back and consider what you had said and did and humble yourself. Lord, forgive me for what I thought and said. You hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Thought.
Yes, sir.
Saying. It's something that we think about. God has it in the book. We got to repent from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we actually do. We sure got to repent for all of them things there. And I said, repent, you got to get it out of your mind and ask God to forgive you and remove that out of your mind and start doing things in a holiness way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He will give it to
yeah.
you. Now, watch this. And he told them that. And he did this. And they worried about a religious day. And they got hung up with the Mosaic law. But he kind of tell you, you have more compassion for an animal than you have a human being. But God blessed him. And he told him. Now we get into the lesson today. Our lesson today, he's dealing with a parable again. Jesus still teaching in the same synagogue. He got lessons after lessons. It's almost like a series, my brother. He got lesson after lesson. This is another series, a lesson that he gave to the people. Look what he did. This is and you want to for this for your margin. This is a parable about the mustard seed and leaven, the kingdom of God. This is what it's about. Look how he read. Then said he, unto what he is the kingdom of God's light, and whereunto shall I reassemble it? Look what he said. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into a garden. And he grew and waxed great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged under the branches of it. And again, watch what he said. He said, whereunto you shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like a leaven, which a woman took and hid and hid it in the three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Oh, he's speaking the parable here. So they know how to cook, right? They've been around cooks, right? When he was talking about this kingdom, and he was talking about how Jesus came among us. That's what he's trying to tell us. Jesus was trying to tell us how he came among us, and he came inside. You know, we read a few weeks ago about it's going to be one of them. It's going to be somebody out of one of us. It's going to be what? It's going to be their Messiah. He came in amongst them and came inside of them. And look what he did. It was so close to them, they didn't even know that he was real in Nazareth, right? And was a carpenter's son. He was right with them. This is how you look at this leaven. See, when you look at leaven, you look at how the leaven puts inside the dough. See, without the leaven, the bread is flat. And in the beginning, it's hard without the leaven. And what the leaven does, Before the leaven, we saw unleavened bread. It'd be flat and it's real hard, and all the things made out of the dough and salt and water, right? And so when you put this leaven on the inside, it fluffs it up, makes it light. So they look at the mustard seed. See, the mustard seed is actually a small seed. Knowing in Jesus' day, it was very, very small, y'all. But it grew up like a bush, you know what I'm talking about? And this bush was a large tree, you know what I'm talking about? And then you see sometime, and you go back and a little study, you find that they rest their horses under it and their cows on it. It's so big of a shelter that it covers, and you get shade under it. Let me teach it, y'all. And you put it under there. And they get rest. Help me, Holy Spirit. So while they under there, they lodge there, the birds, the air, the flocks, and everybody lodge under there. This is the same way about the kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's like a single soul, right? Jesus launched his ministry like this because he got among the people. Now the people hear him. Now they want to get other him because we read that scripture, right? We have to go back there again, right? Let's go back there again. Mm-hmm. We read the scripture over there, John again. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's visit John one more time. That don't mind. John 15, right? John 15. This is what I'm talking about. He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bear fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye accept it? Abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branch. He that abides in me, I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And if a man abide not in me, he can be cast forth as a branch and as withered. And men gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. But if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you should ask what you should will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, I said that to Satan's ear because he tied it up, right? Because he's looking at the kingdom. And if we look at how the kingdom, he was a carpenter. He was raised as a carpenter. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But see, but his position here now is like that tree. You can go to him. You can get comfort. You can sit under that tree and get comfort like this mustard seed as it grew like it did. You know, you might have heard it a different way in another gospel. But this is how Luke shows about the mustard seed. Yeah, it was a small seed. And yeah, it grew, and it was used for shade. The people sitting there. Now Jesus came. Now he using his kingdom. It's like a Christian kingdom, kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when you see this here, you see, he even told them one time that in Matthew, he told them, he said they had little faith because they were believing in the wrong thing. They looked at the winds and the storm, and they got scared. But then he calmed the sea down, told them to be still because he was with them. I want to tell you, you could be going through some things right now. Trust me, that you know it feels impossible. But boy, some kind of way, if you could turn that faith to Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you could take that faith that you have and turn it toward to the King, don't you know that you know you get comfort there? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm so glad that he did what he did, because he commanded the sea to be still that time, and they got to see it. Now he was trying to show the Pharisees another thing about in the scribes, the Pharisees and scribes and the Sadducees and his disciples, this parable. But only body can understand was the disciples, because he hid it from them. Because he was trying to show them what the kingdom is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he placed it like a meal. You know how we eat the bread. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of you like them certain different kind of bread and nourishment that you get fed off of. But this leaven, if what it does, you get too much leaven, it'll spoil the whole lump. Amen. And one of the scriptures, they said leaven can be used as sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he used this leaven to show that how it can creep in and fold up, and she wanted to rise. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then as it rise, it came out to be a fluffy bread. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he went there, he was letting them know how it transferred into the kingdom of God. Remember what I said now? It's changed when you put the leaven there. Remember what I said? It's salt. It shows itself being moist. And it shows itself being satisfied and nourishment. Don't that sound like Jesus? Could I tell you what the quality of this chain? The quality is not the substance of the dough. It is the dough, yet it is chain. A man who received the gospel, help me, Holy Spirit, remind of God, but he changed the man and the man's quality of man of God. God changed you. Once you allow God to come in your life, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, change is going to happen. Because he used the leaven the same way. He used the illustration of the leaven. Once it was inside, it changed that bread from a hard bread when they used to make it without leaven. Then they put the leaven, it rise. That once it did. Same way as the kingdom, once he get in you. Somebody know who been walking. You can tell a true person walking with God. I'm really sure. I ain't talking about somebody can know how to holler. Help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't talking about somebody can know how to really charismatic sing. I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about somebody living holy before the Lord. You can tell somebody really trying to serve the Lord, because the one thing he do or she do, they're going to have a caring heart. They're going to have a loving heart. They're going to want to help somebody. They want to show somebody in a way that God is in the presence. Why would I say that? Because we've been shouting that, my brother. We've been shouting because people are not really using the resource they have. What's your resource? Your resource is the kingdom. Oh, yes, sir. He died for us. Truly, he did. But to know what he died for, and what you're living with, what are you doing with what he gave you? Are you not really leaning to it when you need it? Are you falling away from it when it get time to get to it? Have time ever got tough for you, Rev? You left God alone? Have you ever just said, Lord, I ain't going to save you today? Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do my own thing. You know, when I beg of this, I know you ain't did nothing like that. I really believe that when time got tough, you lean more on the Lord. I really believe you believe in what we said about them two. Okay, again, we said two things. What is salvation? What is the plan of salvation? And we told you about John 3:16. We told you about Romans 10:9-10. And we said the belief. We're not trying to make it so hard that you can't understand. It's the belief. Now the obedience comes once you allow him to be in your life in holiness. The obedience comes when you start hearing that voice, when it tells you when you're doing something wrong. You could feel it on the inside when you need to repent or you need to refrain from thinking the things you do. You have that on the inside of you. But it could come out. And how did it come out? That you let him live fully in you, Reverend. You have to let him come in fully in you. That's why you can understand when we go before the Lord. It says, seek the Lord. Watch this now. While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That is Isaiah 55:6. He is near. He is so close to us right now that somebody been around long enough to know that he was the one that woke us up this morning. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was the one that touched us this morning. Now we can understand this seed a little bit because they knew about this tree. They sent him to the tree. They had their horses and animals under the tree, and he told them about this tree that was made out of mustard seed. It's the same as the kingdom of God. He's refuge. He's a pavilion. You can get rest under this tree. And your true rest, Reverend, that we're gonna do later on. One of our loved ones, you know, they're viewing her today, you know, we call it awake this way, you know. They're viewing though. They're gonna lay her the rest tomorrow, you know. We're gonna go get to see her rest, you know. We believe that she's gonna be in rest to God, call her home. You know, we really believe that the scripture is going to be prevail because if you believe before you left this earth, you will be sitting with him. I know I'm right about it. Okay, that didn't work, brother. Really, that didn't work. Can I go somewhere again?
Mm-hmm.
Please, let me go to Ephesians right quick. I'm almost through, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Can we go to Ephesians right quick?
Yes, sir.
Can we go? I think somebody was talking about this a little earlier. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it says now. I'm just reading out the book now. I'm just reading it. Don't get mad at me. This is what it says. So by grace are you saved through faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it again. Ephesians 2:8. If you can't get it, it's going to be in your margin. Put it in your margin. Ephesians 2:8. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It says nothing. It says, I'm going to do it again. So by grace are you saved through faith. They're not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Watch this now. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Watch this here. God had before ordained we should walk in them. That's what I want you to know. That's what I want you to know. I read again Ephesians 2:8-10. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. not of works, help me, Holy Spirit, lest any man should boast. For we are workmanship, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto God, good work. Watch this now. Which God has before ordained that we should walk there. I'll stop there for a reason, because I want you to get that substance in there. And I'm going to tell you something. When someone comes to you and try to put all these stipulations on you, let me tell you, you better take them to the Word of God. Well, I read in the Word. I said I read in the Word, not what Eric said or Reverend said. Well, I read in the Word, and I read it by grace. I'm saved through faith.
Mm-hmm.
I read in the Word. I read that not myself. So it is the gift of God. Then I also read, since you're trying to hold me to something, he said, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Mm-hmm.
Because God created Jesus to work inside of me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I hope I said something to you with that one. Because I'm telling you something, sometimes they will hold people to something they can't even do better.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me, brother? Sometimes they hold something they can't even hold on to. But let me give you something here. Don't be careless with your love, though. Don't be careless. He didn't give us a license to sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't give us a license to sin, because I must tell you, it's in the book. You know where I go again. I'm trying to knit this thing together. I said I was almost through, but I'm trying to knit it, Reverend. I'm trying my best to knit it. He said, He said in Romans again. He said, it's in Romans again. Now, what he said, what shall we say then? That's what he said. What shall we then say then? Should we continue in sin that grace may abide? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that likeness as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness. For if we have been planted together in likeness of his death, we should be also in likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth, we should not serve sin. I just read you from the reading of the book, Romans 6:1-6. May God bless the hearer and the doer of his will. I'm telling you, it is in the book. If we just put the book down, we're not telling you that. When you believe, yes, you do, but your belief turned to righteousness, obedience to the things he commanded you to. And he's telling you that the grace will run out. Help me, Holy Spirit. He will turn you over to yourself. If that's what you want to do, he will change you. Pray that you've been baptized. Because that came up too. How can I enter in to the kingdom of God? He told me so many words. Except you be born by the water in the fire. There's some things you gotta in the word. You gonna have to get inside of that, and you gotta lose your temple self. You got, and you gotta put it into perspective that you have to live for him. Even if things get hard, still live for him. I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistakes, but I'm telling you, the closer you get to him, them things start getting a little light. They get shorter. I know right about it. They get shorter because he's washing you, Reverend. He's washing you.
Mm-hmm.
He's washing you. He's washing you. He's cleansing you. And how he cleanses us? With the Word of God. Maybe the Word is not like people thinking that we Bible beating you, but you start reading it, you want to change once you start doing that. You want to get in there and say, no, I just want to change. You know, I read when you talked about the 11, as you got the woman put in there, and she put it so deep, but it rose, it blossomed out. You know what I'm talking about? And it was some nice bread that she got through it. This is how you look at this mustard seed. And you talk about how the birds and flies have resident there, you know, and people. If you go and study, you'll find out they put their animals there and got shade and they rest under this tree. This is like the kingdom. He's had rest. He has a pavilion for you. Come to Jesus. And trust me, you will not stay as you are. If you get somewhere where they're teaching that word, you get somewhere where somebody writing about that word, and I know it, I can get kind of dramatic with it, you know. You know, I feel when the anointing and the Holy Spirit hit me real, like me want to climax a little bit. But sometimes let me just be talking like I'm talking right now to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. just giving to you just like this here. And let me tell you something, in words and substance, but how would I say? And I'm telling you something, strive for the kingdom. And striving for the kingdom is a day by day by day. Be guilty of trying, not be guilty of say I gave up. Anybody can reject, but can you receive? Can you receive? We're going to get punished sometimes for the things we've done. Can you receive the Lord today? So I thank God for the word. Oh, hey, that's all we got? I thank God for the word. Reverend, I thank God for the word for today. I thank him for what he has found today. I thank him for the Holy Spirit, how he resides over here with us every time. You know, I thank him for his shelter. I thank him for the word already went up and made in your heart and your mind that it penetrate, that you can use today, that you can put in your heart. Maybe somewhere down the line you might help somebody with something that you read. Maybe it might be something that you can put in your life and carry it along the way, because we believe there's substance in the word. So lean out to thy own understanding, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. He will direct your life. He will. So we thank God for this word. We thank God for Friday. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to be glad and rejoice in it, my brother.
Amen.
I want to say this. I want to say this. If we end it right now, but never leave us, Lord. Never leave us, Lord. Lord, stay with
us,
Lord. Lord, stay with us, Lord. Lord, we can do nothing without you, but we can do everything with you, Lord. And our sister,
yes.
You know, she texted me, brother. I'm gonna do this because I know she's a faithful listener to us. You know, she'll stay here all the way through with us. And as sister. And Martha, it watches Reverend and God's plan, ain't it? Watch this, yeah. Brother, you know, if Brother Nutter was on, I would mess with him a little bit more with it, but somebody might tell him that God is over here. She said something here, Reverend. I got to read it. Can I read it? Let me read it real. This is her daily read, right? Now, me and her have discussed nothing. It says March the 12th, right? Waiting and trusting and hoping and to be connected, right? Look what it says. Look what it says. A strong change, trust, a central stand, right? Because it is respond by my children that I desire the most. Wait and hope and embellishment, the center of the strength. I mean the strength. And look what it says. Strength. And change that connected you to me. Wait for me to the word. That's what I like about that. Hoping for the future direct, right? And it said, connecting you to your inheritance in heaven. Keeping your antenna out to pick up even in the faintness of glimpses of my presence. That's a powerful thing. That's what we try to do. Get you to open your ears to him. Give you a let you trust in him, because he told her, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Look what it says in Reverend. She gives us another one. She said, it said, hope is an anchor for the soul for security. You know that song, my soul is anchor. My soul is anchor in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So wait on the Lord. And she presented. Then it said, it's not me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's not me. There is no ordinary people working ready to be unique. I, when God picked us, and you look at the book, And the book says over there in Peter, First people, it says about we are peculiar people, Reverend. They look at you, something strange about you, Reverend. There's something strange about your sister, Mom. There's something strange about you people over here, God. But there's something different about you. It ain't just because we're trying to be so dignified and sit stock. No, because we love the Lord. You know, and then you look at that there, why did he pick me? Look what you got here. It said, God may call us out of our comfort zone. I hear you, but he does it so that deliver a unique gift and a personalizing to serve God's purpose. We honor his created nature when we persevere in him to use us as we are. I've learned when you pursue God, permit God to allow him in your life, and you let him operate in you, don't you know you elevate him through your faithfulness? And I love that part, Reverend. I love that we can all come together. We can all, I learned that song, when we all come together in Jesus' name, if we get out on one accord, that the church can take off. The church can come in a way that he can reside here. We may incline to strike the people verbally. Look at it, insult ourselves, isolate ourselves, and escape through any numbers of ways. However, choose a grace respond with help. And us to involve regret. And most important, it will please God when we desire to honor God in our relationship. He is able to make even our enemy to be at peace with us. I like that. We can endure life wrong because we know that God will make things right. That's going to be some things. Since I like these things you send out to us every time you run, and I see it's getting more and more because I see you over there like me. You're trying to drive the car. I thank God for this, Reverend. I thank God for what was restored on us today with the word. I think of how she gave us this and how she lined it up. It was all tied up with the lesson. Wait.
Yeah.
He's coming. Wait and act on the Lord. Reverend, what you got in your heart right quick?
Huh?
Did we leave room for someone?
Oh, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you good, sir?
Did I pause too long? I understand. I thank God for the faith. I thank God for his faithfulness. And I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for all the things he has done thus far. Somebody know. Someone's laying at rest. Someone been birthed right now. Someone's been happy. Somebody been mad. Somebody been very sad. Somebody been with joys. But I'm telling you, this is an up and down world. And it's kind of cruel sometimes. But I tell you this here. Have faith. Trust the Lord. When the last time you trust the Lord? When the last time you really, really said, Lord, I'm just going to just put it in your hands and leave it there? I know we got a fruit here now. You know, and we always make a reply. If you have anything that we need to pray for, if there's anything you heard or misunderstood, if there's anything you want us to read again, we will. If there's anything you want prayer for, we will. If you want us to touch and agree with you on something, we will. If you don't have a personal relationship with him and you want to walk with him, we want to hold your hand. But give God your heart. Today, let's try God a little bit more. Try to get a little more. I just want to do a little better for you, Lord. I just want you to help me so I can do better, Lord. Try to step out on faith. Yeah, you be the one to say the reason. You be the one to say, not today. I'm not going to let you use me, devil. Now, no. You go back to the pit you come from. Call him what it is and serve the Lord. And I learned my favorite song. Well, I'll say that. You say that. But one of my favorite songs, serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while. Yes, sir, it will. So, my brothers and sisters, we are standing right now before we leave right now that you can get in. We're having a little busy right now. And I'm taking them along, but I see God's in the midst. If anyone had need prayer before we go, anybody want to testify before we go, is here today. But if not, you know, we're not rushing it. If you don't want prayer, you know, everybody's all right, you know. We thank God for that. Is everything well with your soul? We thank God for that. And we thank God for the faithfulness of a lot of y'all, man. I just thank y'all. I really tell the truth about before me doing this like I've been doing this. It has to be God, you know. It has to be God to give me strength. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm tell you, you ain't going to find too many people to do what we do. Not much to do pride. You have to have the love of God to do this here, and love for his people. So we ask, if you don't pray, if you don't need to pray, pray for me. If you don't feel like testifying, I want to testify. God has been good to me. He's been better than me to myself. It seems like the closer I get to him, the closer I even see things. And I thank him for the things he let me see in the spiritual world, because he's elevating me in the ministry, not just only on the what we do right now, but even outside what I do with my church. You know, he shows some things that he's well pleased, and I thank him for that. I thank him for the strength. I thank him for the love that he has for you. So if you ain't heard nothing else today, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. I'm praying for all, because I really believe God is getting real close. A lot of folks have been busy right now, but it's going to be a time that you ain't going to be hitting and say, I'm busy. He's going to say, come on home. Come on home. Come up a little higher. So I want to say this in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit today, Lord. We thank you for how you come out today and teach us time after time. And, Lord, you open our hearts up to your word. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless every listener right now, Lord. Bless their heart, Lord, that whatever they receive today, that they can use it in their life, Lord. Strengthen your body, Lord. Strengthen your church, Lord, that we stay with you, Lord, that we walk with you, Lord, that we never leave your sight, Lord. If there's any division somewhere, Lord, out there, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, make peace, Lord, with us so we make peace with man, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your reference that we have and provision that you have in the kingdom, Lord. So we just ask you, Father God, in this week, Lord, never leave us alone, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Speak to our husband. Speak to our wife. Speak to our kids. Speak to our spouses and friends and family that we do know and we don't know. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. Lord, move in your people's heart, Lord. Move, Lord, with your love, Lord. And Lord, we ask all this in your darling son, Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Serving the Lord. After a while, serving God, it'll pay off after a while. Oh. Is right, God said he paid. after a while. I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior's face I'll see. Living the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while.